Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.
To round off today's edition of the show, let's link in with David Moore from Astronomy Ireland again, because I believe it was one of the best meteor showers of the entire summer. And we'll find out from the man who knows these things best. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Well, was it? It's been described on certain social media outlets and on newspapers, the best meteor shower of the summer. You can tell me, was it? I have to confess I missed it. Shame on me. Was it? How good was it?
Well, it wasn't as good this year as it was in previous years when there was no moon in the sky, because a bright moon actually washes out the fainter ones, and there are a lot more faint meteors than there are bright ones. But I saw several fireballs, took photographs as well, and the night weather-wise cooperated beautifully, which is the one unusual thing for Ireland. So anyone who saw them, we're asking people to count them. If you missed them last night, they'll be about half as strong tonight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, go to our website, astronomy.ie. You'll see the place to send your counts. And this is how we know how good these meteor showers are, because they do vary over time. This one seems to be getting a bit weaker as the decades tick by.
I'm going to spell it. It's P-E-R-S-E-I-D-S, and I really don't know how to pronounce it. How you describe it, and where does the name come from, David?
It's Perseid, and it's from Latin meaning from Perseus, of Perseus. Mm-hmm. And Perseus is the constellation star pattern over in the northeast, where all the meteors will appear to point back to. They won't necessarily be in the northeast themselves, but their paths will all point back to this one point that they appear to radiate from. That's because we're heading that direction through space. And this is what's causing it. It's bits of dust that fell off a comet that goes around the sun every 130 years, and we plow through that debris field that's left behind it around the middle of August every year.
And you also are quoted as saying that there would have been another unprecedented event last night where Venus and Jupiter would have been extremely close for those who chose to stay up till around 3 o'clock this morning. Did that happen?
Yeah, well, starting at 3 when Venus and Jupiter rise. Now, Venus and Jupiter are the brightest things in the sky. Venus is about 100 times brighter than the brightest star in the sky. So it's really spectacular in morning skies at the moment. So 3 a.m. till 5 a.m. it gets a bit too bright with the sunrise coming. And so say you're watching around 4 a.m. as I was this morning. They were so close together that if you held out your little finger at arm's length, you could cover the two of them. It's only a chance line of sight effect. Jupiter is actually 5 times further away than Venus. So the chance of getting the two brightest things in the sky to line up is very rare. In fact, we ran the computer about a couple of decades into the future and didn't find one as good as this. And you can still see it tonight. They're only going to slowly pull away. They'll be spectacular right through up to next Wednesday when the moon actually joins them. So that'll be even more spectacular, because you'll be able to put your fist up at arm's length and cover Venus and Jupiter at the same time then with the moon right next door. So have a look at every morning and, you know, take a snap with your camera phone and send your best picture in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Astronomy.ie is the website. The contacts will show you where to send those. Either counts of the Perseids or pictures of Venus and Jupiter blazing in the morning sky.
And all these strange happenings in the sky, what is it telling us? What's the overall impact of all of this? Is there one?
You know, it's just what goes on in space around the Earth. So the Perseids will happen every year, with another big meteor shower in December. There'll be no moonlight interfering with that one, so it'll be even more spectacular. There's an eclipse of the moon coming up that we'll see on September the 7th. We have our big annual barbecue in the Wicklow Mountains, a star party for everyone to come and look at Saturn with its ring's edge on. That's on September 20th. The International Space Station will be flying over. Saturn has now moved into evening skies. There's always loads of things going on. If people are interested, at the very least, follow Astronomy on our social media. Go to the website for the links there. And if you can afford €1 a week, join Astronomy Ireland, get the magazine. You'll see pictures of the Perseids other things being photographed from Ireland, all the stories from around the universe, and especially what to see in the sky.
Well, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you, David. You're giving out that website, haven't you, for Astronomy Ireland, so people can contact
astronomy.ie.
Wonderful, wonderful goings on, and still continuing tonight. Talk to you again soon, David, and thanks for taking our call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
That was David Moore from Astronomy Ireland.